that. Campbell Gillard goes to ground, and the Eels are going to win. And all season, we have marvelled at the flair of these Parramatta Eels, but today they have won. Tough.
Absolutely beautifully summed up there by Dan Ganane on our call of the Eels. Tough win over the Sharks yesterday, MG.
Yeah, very tough game. And both teams were at their best in trying conditions. Mm. Like, the conditions yesterday were some of the most appalling you'd ever see. So,
well, let's find out just how bad they are from a man who was very important to the Eels in the 2-point win. Mitchell Moses. G'day, Mitch.
Boys, how you going?
Mitchie, tell us, firstly, before we dissect the Eels so far, tell us about playing in that yesterday.
Mate, it was the worst game I reckon I've played in, like, conditions-wise. There was sometimes there was a couple of boys that were getting their heads rubbed in the ground. It was like they were drowning. So Reggie was saying that. But, yeah, mate, it was just a game that we needed to get through and get the 2 points, and we did that.
In the call then, Dan Ganane mentioned it was a tough win. I even say it could be an ugly win, but they're the ones you would lose a year or two ago. And that's the good sign with Parramatta this year, that you're winning the games that you got to win. And that's the mark of a really good team.
Yeah, 100%. We 100%. Probably our last three or four games, we'll probably lose them last year. And it's good to see that we're coming out the other side and finishing off games, I guess. We're not finishing them off the way we kind of like to, but we're getting the win in the end.
Mitch, where's the mentality of the playing group at? Coming into the season, so much expectation, that's been talked about. Now you find yourself really nicely positioned with six rounds to go. Has Brad started to change your focus at all, or has the mood changed? Is there a bit less, you know, lightheartedness amongst the group?
Nah, not so much. We've been pretty filthy with our last 2 weeks with how we've played. I don't think... Yeah, our attack's been a bit clunky, so we've been really having a big focus on our defence, and that's probably what's been winning us games the last couple of weeks. So we're probably not going to change anything there. We'll keep it like that. We've got enough class in our team to be able to come up with points when we need to, but we definitely need to clean up our attack a little bit, which we'll work on, but defence is first for us.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, defence wins the rugby league games, and you've got the team that can attack from anywhere. And yesterday, I thought you were away for another length of the field try, and all of a sudden, Sean Johnson come from behind. Jeez, quick.
Mate, the boys have been absolutely chiseling me the whole day. Mate, I thought I was home, and I thought I was there. He just come from nowhere, and he's lightning quick, but so I think that's why he got me. So,
mate, he's the fastest in the comp.
Exactly, that's what I've been talking about. Mate, he was lightning. I thought I was home. So in those wet conditions, I probably just had to go down. But, yeah, you run me down.
MG, Mitchell only scores tries when they're landmark tries, like the first try of a new stadium. That's when he's at his quickest, when there's a milestone up for grabs.
Yeah, yeah.
I need the dry track. I'm not a heavy track runner.
Yes. Hey, Mitchell, question. We're going to get to you. You got the Dragons this round, but who for you is the benchmarker in the competition right now? Which team do you see as the team that you need to compete against?
Oh, it has to be Penrith and the Roosters. I think they're, you know, the Roosters still, the last couple of weeks, they probably haven't been happy or with their performances, but they're still winning games. And they probably haven't hit their straps yet, which is pretty scary. So they had half their team out in the weekend and still got away with the win pretty comfortably. So, mate, I think it's Penrith. Penrith are just very consistent at the moment, but yeah, also the Roosters as well. So it's those two teams, I think, that are pretty far out in front.
Liam just mentioned your opponents this weekend. You play the Dragons on, I think, Friday night, is it?
Friday night.
That's a short turnaround after being in a quagmire yesterday. What's your week ahead look like as far as training goes?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think we'll do too much. I think we'll just have to recover a fair bit. But, we'll just clean up the things that need to be cleaned up in the game that we weren't happy with. So clean that stuff up and get our bodies right and ready for Friday.
Yeah, going to be a short recovery. Mitchell, your winger Blake Ferguson, he's bringing out of the ball out of your own territory. He's been superb. But has he come and had a chat with you and Dylan Brown just about maybe looking after him a bit closer to the other end of the ground at all?
Plenty of chats. he's coming to me every session, but mate, what he's doing for us out of the backfield is unbelievable, and I think he's happy at the moment that, you know, the job he's doing for us out of the backfield, but not the other side of the field. So Yeah, I tried to give him one on the weekend, but he was a bit late. So
you did. You did, but
half time. So
Mitchell, a strong carry out of the backfield doesn't justify a backflip. Like, you know, you can't, after a tough run where you bring it up 15 metres, you can't celebrate one of those with a backflip.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know what? I wouldn't put it past him. He probably will. He's one of those people.
Tell us about the halftime in yesterday's game, getting back to that. I just imagine what's going on in the dressing room at halftime in them conditions. What was it like?
Yeah, it was absolutely freezing. Like, I had to change jerseys. Once I changed jerseys, I wasn't too bad, but no one else changed jerseys. Often all the boys are off their heads, so I was just standing there shivering, and you know, they couldn't control their jaws. It was just going everywhere. It was that cold.
I saw you run out after half time, and the Sharkies players and the Eels players were kind of looking at each other, going, "Are they going to call this game off?"
Mate, yeah, we were looking at each other, going, "What have we got ourselves into?" Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, it was a tough win.
Yes, very tough.
You're
good
sitting
win.
Pretty, and this weekend you take on the Dragons in what is going to be a cracking game Friday night at Bankwest Stadium. Mitchell Moses, always a pleasure. Good luck for that one.
Too easy. Thanks, boys. See you later.